Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Kyle Hamilton met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
That's the goal, ultimately, Pro Bowl, Super Bowl, all that. I think top to bottom, we're, if not the deepest team in the NFL, from offense, defense, special teams, all that. And I feel like everybody on the field is, I feel like I'm at like a Pro Bowl practice every day because just look around, it's just guys everywhere. But, I have high expectations for myself, for the team, and I feel like we can make all of them come true.
Marcus and Marlon are pretty decent characters. What does their energy and their vocalness kind of bring out in you and the defense at large?
Yeah, I mean, for the offense, I can understand how it'd be annoying hearing them all the time because they both have very distinct voices and talk nonstop. But for us, it gets us going. I mean, when we have days where, you know, it's dog days at camp and guys are feeling a little sluggish, those are two of the many guys that get us going. And one big play and just big energy guys. And guys like Roquan, PQ, Doff, Matabike, everybody's. It's contagious on the defense, and it's pretty easy to find the odd man out.
Who do you enjoy covering the most? Like, who gets your juices flowing when you see them across the line?
Everybody on that side. It's easy answers. Mark, he's one of the best, if not the best, position in the league, and I see why on a day-to-day basis. But even guys like Zay, like getting able to tackle Zay in the open field or just be in position, there's not a lot of guys in the league who can stop and start like he can, so it helps us in the secondary come down and tackle. Like Isaiah Likely is another tight end who offers things that are completely different to Mark, and it's a change-up. And then to the receivers like Duve, super fast. Odell just got full package, everything. So you get everything that you could possibly look for in an offense on our side of the ball every day. So I think we're being prepared pretty well.
Kyle, having gone through one NFL season now, what do you know about preparing for this year that you did not know last year?
It's season's long. It's a long year. And whoever's hitting their stride later in the season is who's going to ultimately come out on top. It's easy to go through ebbs and flows throughout the season and go on a two-game win streak and then a two-game losing streak. And it's kind of the story of your season, and depending on how you bounce back from losses or how you build on wins, just it's going to determine how you end up in February. So hopefully we can be the strongest team and peak early next year.
Kyle, we'll use you and Mark's waves interchangeably at times. Sometimes he'll be up at the line, sometimes he'll be up at the line. How does that flexibility help you as a defense and affect your preparation?
Yeah, I think it helps because I think we both offer a lot of things that we both do pretty well, whether that be playing in the post, being rangy, or being able to come down and hit. I don't think there's necessarily like a free or strong safety when it comes to us. I think we're both pretty interchangeable when it comes to that. So kind of keep the quarterback on his toes because he doesn't know who's going to be playing what, who's going to be blitzing, who's going to be covering, all that kind of stuff. So I think it helps to have that kind of dynamic feel to our room. And I think from top to bottom, even like Daryl Worley and Geno Stone, guys like that, our Darius Washington, everybody's pretty versatile in our room. And our DB coaches always preach you should be able to play every position in the secondary. So I think we kind of live by that.
I feel like he's been training camp last year. It seems like he's picked up his game. What do you think, where do you think he's going?
Who is it?
Isaiah Likely.
Zay. Coming in last year, you just kind of, even from rookie minicamp, he just kind of looked different than everybody else, just being out on the field the way he moves at his size. But from last year to this year, I can just tell his confidence has gone up a lot. I mean, he proved himself last year that he can produce in this league, and the offense is getting him more looks and stuff like that, more touches, deservedly so. So hopefully he'll be able to make that into a big opportunity for himself, and I'm pretty sure that he will. Yeah, I mean, 2023 Kyle and 2022 Kyle at this time I feel like are two completely different people just mentally. I'm making a lot of checks, a lot of calls back there, and it's kind of cool like having guys like Roquan and Patrick looking for me for checks and stuff like that and being able to give it to them confidently. It's a big difference from last year, and I feel like that was the biggest step that I've taken. Not even physically, just mentally being able to lead out there with calls and checks and stuff like that.
how does it feel playing a little bit more center field now, being able to get in the wider look, being able to show you maybe a little separate, and being able to be more of a playmaker, not just a center?
Yeah, I think being in that role I was last year, like being a nickel, I think it helps now because now we have that card in our back pocket if we need to play it. But right now, like you said, I've been playing safety, and it's helped me a lot just being able to play this position at this level. And like I said, playing against these guys every day doesn't get much better than this. And I think I've been prepared very well for the season right now. Thank you, guys.